T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's have a little fun here and talk about one of the reasons we all love sports, and that is because we have favorite players. It's when you're a kid, it first starts, you develop a favorite player. As you get older, maybe your standards for favorite player change, and instead of appreciating the superstar, you appreciate the supporting players a little bit more. And, you know, for some, you have the favorite player for your entire life. And when you get to be old like me and Stoney, unfortunately, those favorite players, unfortunately, pass away. And that's what happened to so many Tiger fans on Monday when Al Kaline passed away, because he wasn't just a player to them. He was their lifelong, in a way, idol. And you could say it's a boyhood idol who grew into a manhood idol. I know that when Will Chamberlain passed away, Stoney, I remember you listening to you and Wojo at the time, and you were audibly taken aback by the news, because he was one of your sports heroes when you were a kid. And I remember when Willie McCovey died last year, a longtime Giant legend. I was really sad. I never met Willie McCovey. I did get an autograph from Willie McCovey, and I really didn't watch him play all that much. I became a baseball fan towards the very end of his baseball career, but he was just kind of my guy. He was my sports hero when I was a kid. He was a power hitter when I first became a baseball fan, and so I just became a Willie McCovey fan, and so I was sad when he died. So we wanted to just kind of talk about who your all-time favorite player was. And if it's a star, if it's a superstar, that's fine. If it's a random guy who was like the backup third baseman for your favorite team, that's fine too. Because there's no rhyme or reason to it, right, Stoney?
Exactly, because like my favorite Philly as a kid growing up, I mean, I obviously later in life, I love Schmidt, and even before that, like Willie Montanez. But my favorite Philly as a kid growing up was Tommy Hutton, who was just a role player who I never liked Tom Seaver, and he owned Tom Seaver as like a pinch hitter and stuff. And I've always liked Tommy Hutton. When I was really young, my favorite Eagle coincidentally passed away yesterday. Timmy Brown, running back, who actually played in the movie MASH. He became an actor.
Really?
Yeah, he played, this was his name on the, I mean, I'm not going to use it. It was a derogatory term. Jones was his name in the movie MASH. Okay, that was that was his character. So,
was he part of the football game at the end?
Yeah, he was part of the football game at the end. Absolutely.
Okay.
And I remember because I was at a game when I was 7 years old, 1966, and I actually tweeted out the 66 Eagle highlight video yesterday. He ran two kickoffs back for a touchdown against the Cowboys when I was a kid. So I love Timmy Brown, but my favorite player of all time was Robert Earl Clark, Bobby Clark of the Flyers. And I just fell in love with him from his rookie year. He was a second-round draft choice. Everybody thought he was a first-round talent, but he had diabetes and everybody was scared. And the Flyers drafted him. And he just, the way he played the game, he wasn't the most skilled. He just was tenacious, worked kind of dirty, as people would know. And one of the greatest leaders, captains of all time, and I just loved him. And my room was posters and program. He was my guy. And it was so disgusting that I would call information, telephone information in Flin Flon, Manitoba, where he was from to get his home phone number. So I would like call, but I would hang up, you know, I'd call Cliff Clark, his dad. He'd say hello, and I would like be too scared to talk, and I hung up.
So you stalked him a little. And to some degrees, you actually stalked him.
Yeah. I was so into him. This is the one of the dumbest. I've done a lot of dumb things, Jamie, as you know. But I was so into Bobby Clark and he had diabetes that I thought, you know what? I should start eating a lot of sugar because maybe I can get diabetes just like Bobby Clark. I was like 9, 10 years old. I didn't know any different.
Yeah.
And that's why I have such a sweet tooth.
Now, I guess I've never asked you this question, but I do know the answer. Your Twitter handle is at Stoney19, right?
16.
16, I mean. Mm-hmm. Stoney16, and that's for Bobby Clark?
Yes.
That's funny because my email address since I first ever got email years and years and years ago is JamSam22, and it still is to this day, and that's for my favorite player of all time, which is Will Clark.
Right.
Who was, you know, it's funny because I mentioned yesterday that the sportscaster Fred Heumann said, ask any Tiger fan over the age of 50, and he'll tell you that his favorite player of all time is Al Kaline. And I don't know if that's 100% true, but I'm sure that's very true for a lot of people. You ask any kid who grew up in the Bay Area when the Giants, you know, like right around the mid-80s, who their favorite player was, and it's going to be Will Clark. Will Clark had this weird pull, and I think it kind of goes back to what you said. I remember when he was drafted. I remember because he was he was the first prospect that I remember the day he was drafted, how good he was going to be when he got called up, his first game, his first at bat, which was a home run off of Nolan Ryan at the Houston Astrodome.
Wow.
And, you know, most guys my age in that area were hooked from that point on. I later came to find out that he was kind of a jerk, that he, I think, had some tendencies from growing up in the South because he grew up in New Orleans and went to Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not the greatest guy in the world, but
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Bobby Clark, not the greatest human either.
Yeah, the purest of swings and clutch moments, and I love the guy. So that's what goes into making your favorite player. You know, there's no rhyme or reason to it, like we said.
248-539-9797. 97136 is the ticket text. I actually, you know, love the stories of the people whose favorite players are those role players, not the stars.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that, because everybody, you know, there are people whose, you know, favorite guy on the 84 Tigers was like Brookins, you know?
People love Tommy Brookins.
Yeah.
You always hear that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, there's some random runs already on the ticket text if you're ready for them, Stoney.
I'm ready.
How about this one? I bleed Spartan green, but I'm sad to say that Charles Woodson's my favorite player.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, you know what? I assume it would be after he finished his Michigan time.
Yeah.
And I could see that. I could see people who hated Michigan who Tom Brady became their favorite player. I could see that.
Yeah, if they were Patriot fans. I mean,
yeah.
Woodson for my time in Detroit, is definitely one of my favorite players. I mean, that was – I remember going to his first game, which was the game against Virginia, which if you remember, Stoney, there was a Virginia logo in one end zone and a Michigan logo in the other end zone.
Correct.
I learned that from Greg Hargrave,
right.
Michigan football historian.
That was the Mercury Hayes game.
That was the Mercury Hayes game, and I'm 98% sure that Woodson had a pick in that game. I think his first game as a collegiate freshman. I think he had an interception. Greg, am I right about that?
You know, I don't know that, Jamie. I'd have to look that up.
Okay, I think he did. I'm pretty sure that he did because we all knew about Woodson. He was such a hot recruit coming out of Ohio that people were fired up to watch him.
Let's go to the phones. We have Dave. You're a 97-1 the ticket.
Hi. I'm 66, so I'm an Al Kaline fan. I just said people over 50. But we used to have, back in the day, we used to have a favorite player in every sport. So it was Gordie Howe, Al Kaline, Dave Bing for the Pistons, and Pat Studstill for the Lions. And some of those guys back in my time growing up playing fastball, they would come over and talk to us at our banquets at the end of the year. They would be there for the whole night. So it was really amazing, these superstars coming over to kids, talk to kids' fastball banquets.
Oh, yeah, that happened a lot even where I grew up, too. Thanks for the call, Dave. Pat Studstill was a really good – he was a decent wide receiver. I think he punted as well at one point. But, yeah, I remember Little League banquets. I remember one year I missed the year that I think I had my tonsils taken out. That I missed Halloween that year, too, because I got a autograph from Rick Wise from the Phillies, who they actually traded for Steve Carlton, and I didn't like that trade. That shows you how I was an idiot back then, too. And I got this autograph that said, Mike, get well soon, Rick Wise. Somebody got
wow.
it for me. Yeah. But, yeah,
you
we
know,
said –
Tony, I'm picturing if only you'd been – because we've joked about how bar mitzvahs are now or bat mitzvahs are bigger than some people's weddings
yes.
in terms of the resources that go into them. My friend in California got a bar. He was what bar mitzvahed? Am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
So it was probably like mid-'80s, 1985 or 4 or something like that. And he had two Oakland A's players come to his bar mitzvah because he was a huge Oakland A's fan. And I can only imagine if Mike Stone had been bar mitzvahed in like the 90s and not the, what were you, 60s or 70s?
71.
I bet you would have had like a flyer or somebody come to yours.
That would have probably been cool. I know for a fact that like Dennis Rodman used to go to a few bar mitzvahs around here.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. They used to get, I don't know what they cost to bring players. But, yeah, that used to happen. That doesn't surprise me at all. All right, 248-539-9797. 97136 is the ticket text. Let's go to the phones and say good morning to Vince. You're 97 on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, Stoney and Jamie.
Hey,
my player is a guy you probably remember back in the 70s, Tom Verizer.
Tommy Verizer.
Yeah, I met him at Tiger Stadium back about the third week in September of that year, and I asked him if there's any chance I could get a bat from him. And I told him I was going to Toronto for the weekend series they had coming up. He said, look me up over at Exhibition Stadium. So I went down there. It was right by the field level, and one of the ushers was getting ready to toss me out of the good seats, and I yelled over to Tom about the bat. He looked over and he walked over right in front of the usher and handed me his bat. And he just looked at the usher, gave him a dirty look, and I'm standing there glowing like a chicken. I got his bat, and I was happy as you know what.
Awesome.
It was great.
Thanks, Vince. Awesome.
And Tom Verizer is basically the quintessential utility player, utility infielder, man.
Did he say he was glowing like a chicken or crowing like a chicken?
I think he said glowing.
I do, too. I've never heard that expression.
Me neither.
Before.
Sounds like
How
something...
about this one, Stoney?
Yeah.
This is a random one. Scott and Howell. I grew up in Kansas, and I've always been a Kansas City sports fan. My favorite baseball player as a kid was always Kevin Seitzer.
Cow, he was a good hitter.
That's what he said. Seems like he always hit 300, but never with a lot of power.
Yeah.
That's a great random favorite player.
I know. I'm trying to – I have some ticket texts. Kevin and Tecumseh, favorite player all time, Travis Fryman. Just had a cannon for an arm.
You know what's funny is we have a couple of Travis Frymans.
Well, you know.
There's another guy here who said the first game he ever went to as a kid at Tiger Stadium, Travis Fryman hit two home runs. And from that point forward, he was always a Travis Fryman fan. So that's a solid one.
Yeah. You know, in the day when the Tigers were not very good, he was their best player.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, he was a Tiger during a really bad era. So he's like kind of one of those. He's one of those Tigers that time kind of forgets a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody says Dan Marley,
Thunder Dan.
It doesn't say why. Dan Marley was just fired as head coach of where was he? Grand Canyon or whatever that school is out there.
And they hired someone else whose name we know, right?
Yeah, and I can't remember.
Oh, who. It was Bryce Drew.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, Bryce Drew was named the head coach of Grand Canyon College in Arizona. And I said to myself, what the hell is Grand Canyon College? And it says, he replaced Dan Marley. I'm like, wow, those are two pretty big names to be the head coach at Grand Canyon College.
Well, they are D1. I believe they either play in the Big West or the Mountain West or something like that.
Well, good for them.
Yes. Growing up, I was a Maple Leaf fan, and my favorite player was Ty Domi. I could definitely see that because a lot of people's favorite player around here during, you know, the 80s and the early 90s, even though he was the best player with Steve Yzerman, a lot of people's favorite player was Bob Probert.
For sure. Yeah.
Nate Nakar, the Prince of the Palace. Tayshaun, a blue-collar lefty that went to work every night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Of all the guys on that team, of the five starters, I would, and Tayshaun was a heck of a player, but I'm not sure I'd put him. I'd go Chauncey 1, probably Ben 2, Rip 3, Rashid 4. Tayshaun would be number 5 for me.
Somebody says, I always had a thing for Dave Bergman, and then he hit that homer off Toronto. I don't know if that means a thing. Is this coming from a woman or a gay man or just liked him as a player? I have no idea.
I think it just means he liked him as a player.
I know.
I don't think you have to attach sexuality to it.
Well, I know. Somebody said I always had a thing. That's kind of anyway.
Well, I mean, yes. Yeah.
Matt from Kent says, good morning. I'm a lifelong Tiger fan, but my all-time favorite player is the Big Hurt, Frank Thomas.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was, you know, obviously he's a Hall of Famer, but he never resonated with me that much.
Carlos Guillen, because when he hit that bomb off Jared Weaver and stared him down. Tony Phillips, my first Tiger game as a kid, he had a walk-off home run. Tony Phillips, another, I mean, obviously he had very good years with the Oakland A's, but another Tiger that time forgets a little bit because of how bad they were.
Oh, he was a really good player, but he was...
Good player.
I mean, he was, like, from media-wise, and our listeners probably couldn't give a crap, he was only nice to the beat writers.
Oh.
He'd go in there and try to interview him. He says, I'm not going to talk to you. You're not here enough. He would gotcha. Say, he'd say that to a lot of, you know, any of the electronic media that wasn't there all the time. Dave in Macomb Township, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Stoney, Jamie, how you guys doing this morning? I appreciate you guys being on the radio.
Thank you.
Motivated to hear you guys.
We appreciate really, you thanks, listening.
Dave. Yeah, thanks for listening.
Hey, just real quick, I was in right field with my brother, I think it was mid-70s, and Champ Summers was in the right field. He backed up to the right field fence because of the pitching change, and I remember reading a story in Sports Illustrated how when he was 14 years old, he played Jimmy Connors in a tennis match and kicked his butt, and Champ Summers was awesome, and his arms were bigger than, you know, I don't know if you remember Richie Hebner, big gravedigger arms. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. So I thought that was pretty interesting to hear him say that. The guy was a multi-talented guy, and didn't get a lot of publicity, but we loved him out there.
I did not know Champ Summers was a tennis guy. Beat Connors as a junior. Wow.
Yeah, 14. He said he was Connors was 12, and Champ was 14. And I read it in Sports Illustrated, just for the heck of it. He backed up, and we walked down, and it was like barely anybody in the stadium. So, but he's remember doing it, and he's remember he was a lot younger then, and we had a pretty brief conversation, but the guy was awesome.
Wow.
How about that name, by the way? Champ Summers.
Great name.
I mean, it is. You're not going to get too many Champ. Hey, what's your, congratulations, Bob and Susie. What's your son's name? Champ.
I assume that's not his real name. I have no idea.
It probably is not, but still, what a great nickname to go through life with. And with the last name Summers, you know what I
know.
I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you hear names from the past, like Roscoe Tanner.
You know, like, I can't believe you brought him up. Because
how can that
really
be a real name?
No, because I was thinking of him when he was just telling that story where he said, because at Champ Summers, he said something about in the South.
Yeah.
And to me, Roscoe Tanner was Lookout Mountain, Tennessee, was where he was from. And I don't know why I remember that, but
my brother, who's very, very strange, and I will say that publicly, they have three kids, and he named his youngest boy Roscoe. And so, like, hey, we had a baby. Hey, that's great. Congratulations. What's his name? Roscoe. And we were like, seriously? And, like, I looked at my wife. We're like, Roscoe? Because the only Roscoes I know of are Roscoe Tanner.
Uh-huh.
And then from the Dukes of Hazzard, Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Yeah.
That's the only, I've never heard the name other than that. Roscoe.
There's a place downtown I haven't been to. I heard it's great. I think, isn't it Roscoe's, like, Chicken and Waffles has a place? Or, there's a famous Roscoe's Chicken. I'm not sure where. Let's go to Steve. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. Doing a great job.
Thank you. You too.
Hey, Steve. Thanks.
Grew up in the heyday of the late 80s Wings and fell in love with Peter Klima of the Detroit Red Wings.
He was a very good player. He could have been great if he put his nose to the grindstone rather than his nose into other things.
He had a hack for scoring goals. He scored some bigger goals. And I remember the way he taped his stick, the zebra style black and white tape back and forth.
Oh, yeah. And then he won a Stanley Cup with Edmonton. He scored a big goal against the Bruins in that finals, right?
And he briefly got to the Red Wings in like the late 90s. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
No, I don't recall that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they brought him back in like, what, 98, 97, 98. I don't know that he played in the postseason, but I know that he was on the team at least in the regular season, which I thought was interesting.
Peter Klima. By the way, people are calling in saying Champ Summers got his name from Reggie Jackson. His real name is John.
John Summers?
Yes.
Okay.
What did Reggie Jackson say? How you doing, Champ?
No, the story is going that Reggie Jackson was talking to John Summers and saying, you can't sign a baseball like that. You got to call it like self like Champ. So it went with Champ Summers.
Oh, what a good, what a name. Morning. Back when I was a kid, I'm 43 now, Chester Lemon winked at me in right field at Tiger Stadium. He was my favorite player ever since that. A lot of Tiger fans loved Chet Lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great guy.
My favorite player when I was a kid, Eric Lindros. That's from Sean in a truck. Number one, Anthony Carter. My first Michigan game was Indiana in 79.
Oh.
Then AC won the first local championship since 68 in outdoor football with the Michigan Panthers. Although they played indoors, right?
I knew that was coming.
Jamie and Stoney, 97, won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.